God is waiting for you to go first, not because he's withholding. It's not because he doesn't care. It's because that's how this has always worked. And somewhere along the way, you've gotten this backwards and you started waiting on him while he's already waiting on you. And you've been asking him to bless something that you haven't even started. You're asking for provision for a thing that doesn't even exist. You're asking him to open a door you've never actually walked up to and knocked on. And he's standing there ready to move on your behalf the second you actually make a move and take the action. He's watching you wait for a blessing on an empty table. He blesses the calling after you step into it, not before. Every single time in scripture, the water parts after the foot hits the river. The oil multiplies after the widow starts pouring. The walls come down after they walk around them. The provision meets the obedience. It doesn't precede it. And you've been standing at the edge for years asking for a guarantee while he's been waiting on you to take one fucking step so he could do what he's been waiting to do this entire time. Hey guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am Brandon Lynette. I am your voice authority podcast coach. Your mess is your message. Your potential is your purpose. So I'm saying get the fuck over yourself and go build it. And today I really want to talk about you going first. And I want you to talk about how to actually know what you're supposed to go first on, because I think a lot of people are genuinely willing to obey. And then they just can't identify the assignment. Like, you can't figure out your shit. There's a hint that's been sitting in plain sight your whole life and nobody looks at it. And I'm going to give you that today. I'm going to give you a little hint today about how to figure out what it is to do to move forward first. Every episode brought to you by Super Patch. I'm talking about liberty today because going first requires physical energy and steadiness in your body before your circumstances can confirm anything. Liberty supports strength, energy, balance, recovery. This is drug-free, vibrotactile. Big F you to Big Pharma, okay? They don't have a hand in this, but this is like braille for your brain working through your nervous system. So your little hint today is in your free time. That's how you find out what you're supposed to go first on. I want you to look at how you spend your free time, not your obligated time, not the hours that somebody else genuinely owns. I'm saying the hours that actually belong to you where nobody's paying you and nobody's making you do anything. What do you drift towards? What do you read about? What do you watch? What conversation could you have for 4 hours and never look at a clock? What do you help people with for free over and over without ever thinking that it's work? That's the hint. That's it. God doesn't usually hand people an assignment they have zero interest in and no natural pull towards. He builds the pull into you and then waits to see if you're going to follow it. And the thing you keep circling back to when nobody's telling you what to do, it's not necessarily a distraction from your calling. It's the trail of breadcrumbs leading to it. And there's a test I want you to run. What could you actually do that serves people? That you would be genuinely excited to wake up for. Because both parts matter. Serves people, because a calling always points outward. It's never just about you feeling good. And excited to wake up for, because he didn't build the pull into you so you would spend your life dragging yourself towards something that you hate. If it serves people, and you would get up early for it without being forced, you're very close to your thing, to your specific thing. And you already know what it is. You just haven't let yourself count it. Because it kind of feels too enjoyable to be a calling. And somewhere you picked up the idea that if it doesn't feel like suffering, it must not be from God. That's not scripture. That's bullshit. That is bullshit. Some of that toxic Christian martyrdom that you learned somewhere else. Going first. It's smaller and less dramatic than you probably have ever imagined it to be. Truly. Going first means recording the episode before you have an audience. That's what I'm saying. Record your show knowing there's not a following. Start the thing before the money is there. Serving the one person in front of you before there's a platform or a title or any external confirmation that this is real. It means moving on what you already know while it still costs you something and no result has shown up yet to make you feel justified. podcasters, you know what I'm saying. We're here for a long time before the money hits the pavement. But God will meet you there. And it's not always immediate. And it's not always the way you picture. But the pattern is consistent enough that you can build your life on it. Provision shows up after the step, not before. Doors open once you're already walking towards them, not while you're still deciding whether walking in is worth it. The confirmation you've been praying for is almost always waiting on the other side of the obedience that you've been avoiding. And that's the part that requires actual faith, believing in the shit you can't see. And that's why so few people ever get to see it. You have to be willing to look foolish for a season, to go first, to look stupid, to record to nobody, to build with no proof, to wake up early for something that's not even paying you yet and may not pay you for a while. That season isn't God ignoring you. That's the exact window where he's watching whether you meant it. And it is the price of admission for everything that comes after. Always go first. God is not late. He is literally waiting on you. And this is what I've learned. Again, I'll tell you all the time, I don't know shit, but there's a few things that I have learned. And one of those is that the shape of going first starts earlier in the morning than you want it to. Like there's no getting around that. Wake up before the demands start. And it's not even because like early rising is holy. It's because the hours before the world wants something from you are the only hours that you actually own. And the version of you that shows up after 4 hours of reacting to other people's shit isn't the version that builds anything. This is the truth I know. You have to fill your cup before you pour it. Prayer, scripture, movement, journaling, whatever actually fills you up. And I mean actually, not what you fucking think should fill you. You can't serve people from an empty cup. And if you build your calling on depletion, the calling will eventually feel like the thing that drained you instead of the thing that gave your life meaning. So you have to ground yourself before you create. Get your body settled and your head clear before you make anything, because content made from a dysregulated nervous system carries into dysregulation, and people can feel that. People can feel that. It's not very often I'll record a podcast before my workouts. It's not very often that happens, but I guarantee you could feel a difference. I guarantee you could feel a difference of if I've journaled and processed and if I'm grounded. You can feel that. Energy's tangible. But once you do figure out what grounds you the most, go create. Build the thing, serve the people in front of you. And then this part isn't optional. Enjoy the rest of your life. See the blessing. Notice what is already good while you're building towards what's next, because a person who can't see the blessings already present will not suddenly start seeing that shit once the calling takes off. That capacity is built now in the middle of this unglamorous, unsexy, fucked part of looking stupid or being new or starting from day one. It starts then, or it just doesn't get built at all. And right now, at this exact stage, you are loved beyond measure before any of it works. That's not a reward for building shit. That is the ground you build it from. That is the foundation of what you're going to create, is waking up and saying, I am loved beyond measure. That's what you need. But there's a reason your brain resists going first, and it's kind of worth understanding so you can stop confusing that shit with like what people call wisdom. Your brain is a prediction machine, constantly modeling outcomes and preferring actions where the reward is visible and likely. Duh. Okay? We want microwave mentality, we want it fast. Acting without confirmation and moving before the evidence exists is exactly the scenario your reward system is worst at supporting, because there's nothing yet to reward. There's no audience, there's no revenue, there's no applause, there's no proof. The behavior produces no immediate feedback, which means the brain has no shit to reinforce it with. And unreinforced behavior naturally extinguishes over time. That's the mechanism behind why people quit early. That's what happens. Not necessarily always a weak character. Sometimes, though. an unreinforced behavior in a brain that requires reinforcement to sustain effort. You know what changes that? Intrinsic motivation, which is doing something because the activity itself is genuinely rewarding, rather than because of an external payoff. That's significantly more durable over time than motivation driven by outside rewards. And research on this is consistent across decades, which means the free time hint that I gave you is not just a nice little spiritual idea. It's neurologically strategic. If you build your calling around something you would do anyway, something that engages you intrinsically, you have a fuel source that doesn't depend on results showing up early. You could survive the unreinforced season, which is exactly the season that people fucking quit. That's the one that eliminates the people that aren't going to make their dreams come true. And the morning matters more than people think. It really, really does. And I've tried to dance between the all-nighters work shift and the waking up in the morning and getting stuff done before noon. And I'm just going to say, your prefrontal cortex is responsible for planning, self-control, creative decision-making. It tends to have the most available capacity before it has been spent on hours of reactive demands. Filling your cup and creating early is not a productivity trend. It is using the part of your brain that builds shit while it still has something left to build with. Think about a farmer standing in an empty field in early spring. He doesn't stand there asking the ground to show him a harvest before he fucking plants. He doesn't demand proof that this particular field will produce before he's willing to put a seed in it. He just fucking goes first. He plants. Bitch, he plants in dirt that shows him absolutely nothing, with no visible evidence that anything will come of it. And then the sun and the rain and the seasons do what he can't do. His part is planting. God's part is everything after. But if that farmer, dude, if he stands in that field all spring waiting for a sign that the harvest is guaranteed before he's willing to plant, autumn's going to come and the field will be exactly as empty as it was in March. And guess what? It won't be empty because the sun stopped shining. It doesn't stop working. And it's not because the rain refuses to fall. It's because nobody put anything in the ground for the sun and the rain to work on. And that's what I'm trying to tell you today. That like you're fucking standing in your field asking for a harvest before you plant. The seed is in your hand. And it's been there for how many seasons now? And how many more seasons are going to pass while you're just waiting for a guarantee that farming has never once offered anybody? Plant your shit. The sun isn't the part you have to worry about. That part has never failed. And I see you. You already know what your free time points at. And you knew it the second I said it. There is something you drift towards. There is a conversation you never get tired of. There is a way you help people without ever calling it work. And you've been dismissing it your whole life because it comes too naturally to you to count. You think a calling is supposed to feel like a burden. So you keep looking past the shit that lights you up. You're just waiting for a harder, more serious assignment to show up and validate you. I see you. You're willing to obey. You've been genuinely waiting for God to move first out of respect. That's probably why this show stings a little. You're not disobedient. You're just standing in the wrong order, waiting on a God who's been waiting on you. And you're both just staring at this empty field. You are loved beyond measure right now today. And look at the truth. You're loved beyond measure with nothing built, nothing proven. But you haven't let yourself feel that love yet because you keep thinking it has to be earned by the shit you haven't started. It doesn't. It never had to be earned. You're loved at this exact stage before any of it works. That love is not the prize at the end of the field. It is the ground you are standing on while you plant. It is going to be what holds you on your messy first day. That love is going to be what holds you when it doesn't seem like anyone's listening or anyone's responding or no one supports you. That love is the ground for everything you need to start planting. If this episode is speaking to you, please send it to someone who's been waiting on God to move while he's been waiting on them, and then go plant something today. When the Israelites came to the Jordan River, the water was at the flood stage. So it's running high and fast and completely impassable. And God told the priest carrying the ark to step into the river. He didn't say, wait for it to part. He wasn't like, hey, you guys should probably pray for a bridge. to step in. He said to step in while it was still at the flood stage, with the water still moving fast, with no visible reason to believe that stepping in would do anything other than just be a bad idea. And the Bible says as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap, and the whole nation crossed on dry ground. As soon as their feet touched the water, not before. The river didn't part while they stood on the bank praying about it, discussing whether this was really God's will, waiting for confirmation that the water would stop before they're willing to get their feet wet. The miracle was triggered by taking the step. The obedience came first and the parting came second. And if those priests had waited on the bank for the water to move first, the entire nation would have died in the wilderness within sight of the promised land. Your feet have to touch the damn water. That is the only assignment. God is not going to part the river while you're standing on the bank asking him to prove it first. That has never once been how he works. But you know that. You know that, and you've been standing there anyway. Follow the free time hint. Ask what you could do that genuinely serves people and that you would be excited to wake up for. Write down whatever comes to mind first before you talk yourself out of it for being too enjoyable to count. Go first this week. One action on the thing. Before the audience comes, before the money comes, before any pat on the back, accolades, or any confirmation. Record your shit. Make your offer. Write a chapter. Serve the one person in front of you. Get your feet in the water. And build up your morning. Wake up before the demands. Do not touch this shit. Your phone. All of that. Do not touch it until you fill your cup, until you ground your body, till you connect with Christ, and then you create. Use that part of your brain that builds shit while it still has something left in it. God is not late. He is not withholding. He's just waiting on you the same way he waited on the priests at a flooded river, ready to move the second their feet touched the water, and not one moment before. You've been asking for this harvest in an unplanted field, asking for a provision for a thing that doesn't even exist, and asking him to bless a calling you've never actually even stepped into. And the hint has been sitting in your free time your entire life. What are you drifting towards? What are you helping people with? The conversation that you don't ever get tired of. You guys, that is not a distraction. That is the trail you should follow. Go first. Wake up early. Create the shit, serve the people, and enjoy your life while you're doing it, because you are loved beyond measure right now before any of this works, and that love was never the prize at the end. It's just the ground you're standing on. Plant the field. Step in the river. He's been ready this entire time, and the season is passing while you wait for a guarantee he told you is never going to come. When you're actually ready to go first, come find me. The Audacity Lab, I have it on Facebook and Substack. It is where you plant. Where the thing you drift toward in your free time becomes an actual show with an actual audience and the whole body of work behind it. And if you know you have a story worth telling, but maybe you're not ready to build a show to yourself yet, I dare you to come sit in my hot seat. Come be a guest and let me help you see the calling you've been dismissing as just something you enjoy. Make sure you guys check the show notes and get your feet in the damn water.